Okay, my name is Davor Ljutić. That is a little bit difficult to pronounce my family name, but Ljutić. Usually they said Ljutić, but I am Ljutić.
Ljutić.
That's okay. Almost correct. Yeah.
Almost Ljutić?
Ljutić.
Ljutić.
Because we have one letter, it's like C with hook on the top. That is what is not in your alphabet.
Ljutić.
That's good, Ljutić. Yeah.
Ljutić.
I am from Croatia, from Dubrovnik, 56 years old. And last 37 years at sea, started 1980, and last 6 years I am on Polvogen, and captain from September 2014.
Wow, since September of 2014. So you are out here sailing all the time then, or do you take breaks for a couple of months? It seems as I've heard some of the crew members say
yes,
that there are 8 months on or something like that. So what's your schedule?
I have 3 off, 3 on. I have 3 months off, 3 on. 3 months on board. That means officially I'm half year on Polvogen and half home on vacation. Mm-hmm. And now I'm going home 12th of December, soon to finish this cruise. And my colleague is coming, Tony Mirković, also from Croatia, also from Dubrovnik.
Oh, wow, okay.
He is a little bit longer than I am here.
And where is home?
I am in Dubrovnik in Croatia. That is the south of Croatia. This is the most popular destination now, one of the most popular destinations in Mediterranean. Mm-hmm. It's for cruise ships and also for tourists. Small town, 40,000 citizens. That's
very small, huh?
One building in L.A.
But that's true. Now, let's go back to Dubrovnik and how your career all started. You went to nautical school in Dubrovnik?
Yeah, our education is normally, we have an elementary school, mm-hmm. starting from 7 years old to 14 or 15, 8 years. After we have high nautical school, 4 years. Oh. That means you can complete with 18 years old. Mm-hmm. And after, normally we are going 1 year at sea, like decadet. Mm-hmm. After that, we have exam for third officer or now officer on watch. And after I had the college, that is 3 years now. It's 3 years, and after 3 years, I started again at sea. And after 2 years sea service, that means you have 24 months at sea. That is international regulation.
Wow.
This is IMO, International Marine Organization, regulation that after 2 years sea service, you are ready to pass exam for officer, chief mate, and that later on, again, you have 2 years at sea, and finally, captain license, that is final top license on board. And I have license like captain for all ships, unlimited license for captain position. I can be captain on all ships, Asper license.
So there's no particular certification for the size of the ship, or is there certification around
that? No, it's no size. This gross tonnage. For example, this ship is 19,800 tons gross tonnage, and I have unlimited. That means I am certificated to be captain over of 3,000 tons.
Okay.
Over of 3,000 tons and unlimited. And for example, the Irina, she is in watch now. Mm-hmm. She is optional watch. She is limited until 3,000 tons. She can be officer on ships more than 3,000 tons, but not captain.
Okay. So let's go back a little bit with your career then as well. So I read that you were a security officer for a while. So what exactly does that entail?
Like this, I started on cargo ship. That is, my career was first on beginning for local company from Dubrovnik. That is a cargo company, Atlant Line. Later on, I was on some container ship. I was also on reefer ship. And I started with passenger ship 2002. Mm-hmm. And on beginning, I was officer on watch, like Irina now here on the bridge. And I started to be 2005 safety officer, what mean, this is not security, this is safety officer.
Okay.
Safety officer that is in charge for, that is something new in this industry. On cargo ship, you don't have safety officer. It's a safety officer, it's person who is in charge on board for training, safety equipment, life-saving appliance, firefighting appliance, and taking care about crew training. Mm. And what we are providing here on board, like safety officer Noel, who is on board now, present safety officer, he has basic safety training, what is including the working with life-saving appliance, firefighting appliance, survival at sea, and first aid. And we have also crowd crisis training on board for the crew. That means in a critical situation, the reaction of the crew, who is in charge for man. We have our plan, master plan with all. That means every crew member has this designated duty in the emergency.
Wow.
For example, we have part that we have bridge team, that is a command center. We are calling in emergency. This is not anymore bridge team. Bridge, that is command center, including myself, officer who is on the watch, staff captain who is taking care about organization of emergency in case of fire or abandoned ship or some. And we have different departments. For example, who is in charge for evacuation? That is a hotel manager with his team, travel concierge, chief housekeeper, financial officer, crew purser, and MTRD. They are divided in as per section. For example, this ship has four main vertical zones. Each main vertical zone is covered with one of the hotel head of department, and they are in charge for evacuation, and they are collecting all guests on deck five. Of course, all training for them is providing safety officer. Mm-hmm. This is a safety officer. It's a step to before when you are coming on position like staff captain. Mm-hmm. And after safety officer, it is good to be also. We have now a new position, what is environmental officer on board. This environmental, because environmental is going to be more and more important things, and more, this is a reason why they start to implement environmental officer on board. He's controlling about completely all about pumping out overboard what we are now officially from 1st of January 2013, we are not allowed to throw nothing at sea.
Mm.
Nothing, zero tolerance. And that is a person who is in charge for that one, and plus some other training, segregating all the garbage procedure, burning the plastic, burning the paper, burning the sludge from engine room. That is the thing, so.
Now, do the environmental rules or regulations, do they change depending on the particular countries, or is this something that's
for international?
For
example, countries where they are more strict, like U.S., for example, west coast of U.S., California, if you are entering in the west coast of U.S., you are not allowed to pump nothing, even the fresh water outside of the ship, 200 nautical miles from closest place.
Wow, okay.
Yeah. For example, you have Florida, the part between Florida and Bahamas, zero tolerance, nothing pumping, zero. Mm-hmm. Also, and the same time, now it's something new that we are, for example, here using heavy fuel oil, and we have emission of CO2 limited. If you are entering in part like Mediterranean or in west coast, east coast of United States, Baltic Sea, some close sea like Adriatic, where I am, Dubrovnik, you need to transfer your engines to the diesel oil with less emission of CO2.
Wow, okay.
Now it's what is new things in our industry. This is a crew industry. For example, Royal Caribbean start to build the ship with gas, because
okay.
Gas is very environmental clean, you know. That
okay.
is it's very friendly to environmental, and that is the reason why they are. And now you will see on the ships the GST, gas turbine ship. That is that they are using gas, not
right.
fuel.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can see why you need an environmental staff person there, because it seems like there are lots of regulations. Now, last night we attended your cocktail party where you introduced your whole crew. So tell me a little bit about the crew that kind of helps you do your job here, as well as just how many crew members are on board. It seems like there are a lot of people working
we
here.
We have 220. That is a small
wow.
ship. I was on the ship with 770 crew members, even 1,000. Mm-hmm. And we have 220, and we have maximum 340 guests. That means we are something 1.3 guests,
yes.
on one crew. Mm-hmm. That is as per standards, you know. Mm-hmm. The ships, what they are, we are trying to keep five or six star standards. If you have three stars, of course, it's going to be less. It's going to be 500 crew members at 4,000 guests, you know, because this is as per standards, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we have 20, if I'm not wrong, 20 or 21 nationality. Okay, some minor, like travel concierge Pia, this is only one from Finland, but
mm-hmm.
we have from Germany executive chef Stefan, it's only one.
Mm-hmm.
And few French, it's like hotel manager, guest relation, and okay, also Gogans, they are below French because they are Tahiti, from Tahiti, and few Croatian, mostly Filipino, we have, I think, 160-170 from 220. We have now one from Poland. This is a second engineer from Poland. Few Romanian. And the doctor and Irina, they are from Ukraine. And that is, we have now this lady, what is photographer, she is from Mozambique.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this is, was the, just yesterday, 2 days ago, disembarked the guest, the safety sanitation officer from Kenya.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this we have from everywhere. Sometimes, no, to be South Africa, it's Honduras, crew purser is Mexico, and the last cruise director was from Peru, hotel director from Peru, Carlos. That's a mix.
Well, you have an international crew for sure.
Yeah, we have, for example, one or two from Indonesia now in housekeeping, Honduras, from
all
U.S. From U.S., there was last one who was, that was chef Paul, that was 2 years ago, and was Michael Shapiro, was a cruise director who was long time with us from L.A. He was 14 years here. Now he's working for Tahiti Nui in the...
I think I've met him before. I know I've talked to him on the phone. Michael
Michael was here long, 14 or 17 years was continued here.
That's what I understand. But now tell my listeners why Paul Gauguin, because I can tell them for sure it's the service, it's the comfort of the cabins. I mean, it's so many things. It's the all-inclusive, the meals have been great, but I want them to hear it directly from you.
From me, it's our point of, and our products is the destination, weather, and service. That is what we say here. And where is important, we have the ship is built for this area. For example, we are entering Taha. No, anyone is entering Taha except we are. We are able to enter in lagoons. We are going in Marquesas and also Cook Island, only Paul Gauguin, no anyone. Six company was from beginning, remaining only Paul Gauguin. Tomorrow and after tomorrow, that is only we are coming there. You know, that is a long time ago. That is that we are keeping the Cook Island, Marquesas, Tuamotu Islands, and the reason why, because the other ships, because this one is size and the draft is built for lagoons. We have some competitors there. Is the Wind Spirit? They are small sailing, but the small like sailing motorboat. But with 150 guests, but they are not entering in all place when we are. And this is, I don't know who is started on beginning. It was 1995 because ship is built, started 1998 here in Polynesia. And who is IDEA and who was the project manager on this one. But they did good ship for this area with all what we need. I mean, about technical part, what we have marina with our divers, our sport boats. We have from maneuvering like two thruster, two propeller through shaft, four engine propulsion. That is really, that time was really very, very modern ship.
Very
it's still now in good condition and can be on the market, sure, a few years ahead.
Wow, okay. So tell us some of the destinations, some of the islands that people could actually enjoy.
It's, if you're asking me, for me, the best island for me is Bora Bora. That's why. Mostly guests, they prefer to go in Morea. It's okay. They have some interesting excursions like Pearl's Farm. And in Morea, they have also the, they swim and they give the food to the small sharks, you know, but not dangerous. In French Polynesia, you have 34 different type of the sharks, but not anyone dangerous. That you can swim with them.
We can swim with them. We don't have to worry about being their dinner. So, yeah.
okay, and the destination, Taha is this famous, we have our Motu Mahana there, but Taha is very popular because this is a part that they said that most better quality of vanilla is coming from Taha. And on Taha, I guess they have also excursion to the vanilla farms. They have their explanation and all about vanilla. And on Taha, we have our motto, what is our private island with our restaurant, bar, all facility, showers, toilets, and And they also they have some more small shopping, that mean pearls and souvenirs from there, certificated by PG, because all ladies who are working there, they must be with PG logo, because this is approved, that is correct, and that is not that is original, not fake. Yeah.
It's authentic.
Yeah.
And we're stopping there on our cruise, so I'm really looking forward to that, because I have I've read and I understand that that is one of the highlights of this cruise.
Well, this cruise is Aitutaki tomorrow. Tomorrow Aitutaki is the best.
That's the best. Okay.
Yeah, Aitutaki is, if you ask me, that's most beautiful island in what we are visiting. Okay. What we are one of the best in destination from our side. I mean, Aitutaki, Rarotonga is, can we say, the some like main capital town of the of Cook Islands. By Aitutaki, if it's tomorrow sunny day, you will see how it's looking lagoon. Even from ship's side, it's very visible. The colors, wow. They are fantastic, you know.
I can't
And they have, for example, guests, they have daily tour.
Mm-hmm.
What I know, that tomorrow they have something like 120 for daily tour. They spend all day in lagoons. They have the lunch there and the water, you know, some lobsters, champagne, and blah, blah, blah for them. Also, we have same in Polynesia, but Aitutaki is... That is, I think, my opinion that sure 80% of guests they are coming on this cruise.
The
reason is Aitutaki. Yeah.
Oh, well, I can't wait then. I'm excited for tomorrow. I know we have an excursion tomorrow as well.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to that.
Cross finger for the sun. Sunny day, yeah.
Well, I'm sure that you're working on that right now. You're going to get the sunshine for tomorrow as well. You do that
tomorrow,
too, right?
After Captain? Tomorrow, it's Rarotonga. It's the 6th of December. I don't know if you know. This is San Nicholas Day, protector of the seamen.
Oh.
We have there in the corner is some small icon of the San Nicholas. This is coming from Greek mythology, you know, this is protector of the seamen.
Well, I will go with that as well. Thumbs up, cross fingers for sure. Okay, well, you must tell me, though, why you like Bora Bora, why that's your favorite.
It's Bora Bora for me. I don't know, it's that is most beautiful island in Polynesia, for my opinion. Mm-hmm. That some of them, they prefer to go Taha or Morea, and or Tuamotu, Rangiroa, Fakarawa. For me, Bora Bora is the something, and the oldest island in Polynesia.
Mm-hmm.
And also, Bora Bora was, until 1942, it's no ships, anyone is entering in, because it was 360 degrees around reefs, coral reefs.
Oh.
And the U.S., that was after during the Second War, U.S. Navy, they have repositioned from Hawaii, and they blasted the entrance there, and they enter in, and they keep the Navy boats and Navy submarine, they keep inside, and it was very protected. They remained there until 1942.
Mm-hmm.
And that time, it's they start to use for other ships. And Bora, it's more beautiful when you see this really mountain and the rest and all that.
Yeah,
Morea is more popular because Captain Cook is arrived there, you know, movies with Brando, movies with Mel Gibson, mm-hmm. and everybody. And one thing, we are entering in, you will see, we are using Opunohu Bay, what is an old movie that is Opunohu Bay, with you will see that the mountains were there behind. The Cook Bay is the other one.
Mm-hmm.
And when his Cook arrived, really true, he's arriving in Opunohu Bay. But Opunohu Bay, it's a name what is protected from locals, and they give to other bay, they give to Cook Bay. But he never been in Cook Bay.
Okay. Well, that's some nice trivia to know.
Yeah, but movies all they made Brando and all was done in Opunohu Bay.
Right, okay, yeah. Okay. Some good trivia. I'm ever on one of those shows where I need some trivia. That would be a good one. Well, this has been fantastic, Captain. I've really enjoyed chatting with you.